This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Passion is energy. Feel the power that comes from focusing on what excites you. Oprah Winfrey. March is Women's History Month, and it's the perfect month to talk about the glass ceiling. Some of you may not have heard about the glass ceiling, and some of you may heard about the glass ceiling later in your life, like I did. I believe the glass ceiling is a myth. I believe the glass ceiling was something a discriminator came up with to avoid the term discrimination. Now, I wrote a paper on the glass ceiling during my graduate studies for my thesis topic. I was believing in the glass ceiling when I was writing my paper. But now, I don't think one exists. I think it's a cover-up for nepotism, friendship-ism, hater-ism, self-doubt-ism on a manager's part, and discriminatism, whether it be color, race, or gender, or age. Do you think there's a such thing as a glass ceiling? Have you heard of a glass ceiling? I believe it was a term made up by a man back in the 80s when they were definitely afraid of giving females leadership roles. What do you think? I have been discriminated against. I know for age, because, I'm not going to labeled them as leadership. I'm going to say management because leadership has a different definition. Management blatantly says we're going to give young people leadership positions. We're announcing this position to give young people a chance to be leaders. So that right there is telling you that if you're old or older, they would not be looking at you. They would not be looking at you. But they play the role like, oh, we're going to interview everybody to make people think that we don't know who we want. But if you've been with a company long enough and know their practices and know how they discriminate, you pretty much, from the get-go, know the games they play when it comes to interviewing. What do you think? Do you think the glass ceiling exists? Why do you think it's named the glass ceiling? Glass ceiling. The glass ceiling. A ceiling that women and minorities have trouble breaking. The glass ceiling. My paper was called Women in a Workplace Breaking the Glass Ceiling. And my research took me back to who coined the term glass ceiling and where it came from. I'm looking at the map research paper. It's all marked up by my professor. I would not take her class again. She was, whew. Oh my goodness. Anyway, that's all I'm saying. 1986. So, I'm still looking for it, but the term was coined in 1986 in a corporate, I think I found it. Let me see. 1986. Yes, I found it. The term was first introduced by the Wall Street Journal when a magazine described the invisible barriers that women were facing in 1986. Yasin and Helm, 2007. my reference. The glass ceiling is one of the most controversial and emotionally charging aspects of employment that prevents women and minorities from reaching their potential, their full potential. Grout, Parker, and Sundereger, 2007, reference. The glass ceiling has become part of a frequent language in the mid-1980s that by 1991, a federal glass ceiling commission was created that had appointed the Secretary of Labor as its chair. Define the glass ceiling as an artificial barrier based on organizational bias. That's my point. The glass ceiling was termed as the artificial barrier based on bias. So they coined this the glass ceiling to avoid using the term discrimination. It was based on organizational bias that prevented qualified people from rising into management level. Reference, Grout, et al., 2007. See, I was believing in the glass ceiling until I noticed that I had no limitations. See, if I can get in a management position in my corporate job, why not create a management position on your own? Being your own boss. Now, let me hear from you. Do you think there's a such thing as a glass ceiling that prevents women and minorities from reaching their full potential? Or is it just a smokescreen to cover up the biases? Until next time.